Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? I'm James Lopez, and welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. This is episode 19, which means we have consistently dropped an episode every week for the past 19 weeks, and it couldn't have been done without you. You told me to start a podcast, and considering how busy I was building CoolForDads.com for you, I told myself I would only do 10 episodes and then think about doing more. But because of you, your comments, your ratings, your emails about the podcast, and because you keep putting your friends onto the podcast, I didn't have to think long about continuing the podcast. It was a no-brainer to continue putting in work on the podcast, and I have you to thank. So thank you for listening, commenting, and even sharing my crazy thoughts with your network. I appreciate you and want to remind you that this is your show. Keep letting me know what topics you want to hear about and from who. Hit me up on Instagram or email me your thoughts at james@coolfordads.com. Y'all know how I roll. I like making things happen. And if you ask for it, I will try my hardest to make it happen. No lies. I got you. And talking about lying, that's this week's topic. And it comes courtesy of my middle child, my soon-to-be 7-year-old. I like to talk about all the cool things that make fatherhood is lit. But today I want to talk about some of the things that kids do to us, especially with their lying, that kind of challenges us as fathers. This weekend, I took him and my family to a slime convention out in Mohegan Sun, called Slime Bash. That's right, you heard it right. 2 days of slime at a convention called Slime Bash. We partnered with its creator, Maddie Ray, to bring 37 dads and over 60 kids to the largest slime convention in the world. Salutes to Maddie Ray, Denise, and the whole Slime Bash crew for taking care of us. While there, one slime seller had a wheel of prizes set up, but to play it would cost you a dollar. It doesn't sound like much until you land on the candy slot and your kid gets a lollipop that you can buy a whole bag of for a dollar. Straight up robbery. I let my son play it twice. Both times he got a candy. He asked me for a third attempt later in the day, like all kids would. I told him, come on, man. You're going to win candy again? Don't waste that dollar. We could go to CVS and hook you up. Of course he wasn't having it, especially since it was his money. So I made him a bet. I told him, I will give you the dollar, but if it lands on candy again, you won't be able to play with your iPad when we get back to the hotel tonight. He loves YouTube, so I was expecting him to say no. I was wrong, and he took my bet. I asked him, are you 100% sure you want to take the chance? He said yes, and that he understood the consequences. I knew he didn't, though, but played along. So, of course, he ends up landing on the candy slot again and laughs it off. He did so until we got to the hotel. Then all hell broke loose when I told him he couldn't use his iPad all night, and instead he should play with his brothers or read. He wasn't feeling it. He told my wife and mother-in-law that he didn't take the bet. He lied right to their faces and then, like a typical kid, started changing the lie. He went from it didn't happen to he didn't understand the bet to he thought dad was joking. Not once during that whole time did he think about telling the truth. He cried for a while and I almost gave in. I almost felt bad enough to let him bypass the deal, but those fake tears got on my nerves. I hate when he does that. Instead, I stuck to my guns and told him that he wasn't going to play his iPad simply because he lied. And that's where this episode comes into play. We all have had our kids tell a lie. That's natural. So today I want to talk about some of the lessons that we can teach them when we catch them lying. First off is that parents and or adults always know when kids are lying. Most kids are horrible liars. I know this because I was a horrible one growing up. My dad knew exactly when I was telling a lie. I couldn't get shit past him. I still don't know how he knows, but he knows. My mother, that's another topic. I think I got away with a lot. But my dad, nah, man, he always knew when I was lying. I feel the same way about my kids. When you are present in their lives as much as I am, you start to notice the little things they do when they're lying. For example, when my oldest son lies, he laughs when he gets caught or gets upset and leaves the room mumbling some nonsense under his breath. When my middle child lies, he immediately hugs you and does this horrible fake cry while telling you his lies. He tries to distract you while lying. That shit never works. But besides their little tales that indicate when they are lying, sometimes the things they say just doesn't make sense. They use lying as a defensive mechanism. And some of the shit they say is straight up ludicrous. not the rapper. When that happens, I try my hardest not to laugh and actually push them to keep going. I love seeing how far they take their lies. I like seeing how creative they can get before letting them know that I know they're lying. I make it a habit to tell them how I know when they are lying, and sometimes even tell them how their lie could have been a little bit better. My wife hates it, but damn, if they're going to lie, at least do it right. Dads always find out the truth. Let your kids know that, and when you do find out, let them know how you know. Don't teach them how to lie, but instead teach them why their lies never work and that dad has a superpower. It's called the bullshit detector, and it works. Another great lesson is to teach them that lying only makes things worse. In the case of my youngest and his iPad, by him lying to my mother-in-law, wife, and myself, he made the situation worse. Even though I made him agree to the bet, I wasn't going to make him suffer. His brothers and my nephew were all there playing with their devices. I would have let him do the same just to give me some downtime to relax, but he lied. Now I had to make him pay. I knew better than to lie to my dad. I quickly realized that if he caught me lying, it was a wrap for my happiness. He would always tell me, "Jimmy, I'm giving you the chance to tell me the truth. Use it." When he would say that, I knew he meant business. I want my son to know that. So now if he lies and continues to lie, I make him pay. I tell him the same thing my dad used to tell me, and it's starting to work. He will look at me with a sad face, then most of the time will tell me the truth or some sort of the truth, and then will hug me out of embarrassment. Small lies lead to bigger lies. Don't hesitate to not only remind them that lying makes things worse, but also showing them the consequences that come with multiple lies. Lying is a no-go in my household. If you lie and continue to lie, it gets worse. It's that simple, and I hope he gets it as he grows up. If not, you better believe I will be there to remind him. I wouldn't be a great father if I wasn't. And last but not least is a lesson I remind my kids about all the time. That lesson is that the more you lie, the less people believe you, even when you're telling the truth. We all have heard the story of the boy who cried wolf. If you haven't, here's a quick summary. There was a shepherd boy that was tasked with watching sheep on a hill. He was bored, so he would always scream out that there was a wolf around. People would run to save their sheep from being eaten, but there would never be wolf around anyway. He would waste their time preying on their fears of losing their sheep. He did it so much that when there was really a wolf around, no one believed him. The story ends with an old man telling the shepherd boy, "Nobody believes a liar, even when he is telling the truth." Oh, that hurts. This is a lesson that we as dads have to remind our kids about all the time. The more you lie, the less people believe in you. We all know adults that are pathological liars, and when they finally say the truth, we brush it off as a lie. They have to really prove they are telling the truth because their word doesn't have any value or weight in our lives. They have lied so much that even the truth sounds like a lie. And this same thing can happen to our own kids if we don't acknowledge when they are lying. It's real easy to brush a lie off and blame it on kids being kids. But ultimately, it's up to us to teach them about lying and the consequences that come with it. Always remember, our kids learn from our actions, not our words. If you consistently lie with no remorse, so will your kids. Some small lies can be brushed off, but there comes a time and place when even the small lies need to be addressed. Next time you catch your kids in a lie, remind your kids that we have done this before and we know when they are lying. Dad's bullshit meters ring loudly. Remind them that lying only makes things worse and that the more lies you tell, the less people will believe in you anyway. We might not be able to stop all the lies or get them to understand why it matters overnight. But one thing for sure, if we don't teach them, who will? No one likes a liar. Start working on teaching your kids why the truth matters from birth and never stop. The lessons we teach matter. We matter. Make your presence felt. Fatherhood is lit.